Welcome to this week's edition of In the Dugout with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Coach Keith Glasser. How are we doing, Coach?
Great. How are you?
We're good. Today we are going to talk about you are a 2025 and you are committed. What do you need to do? What do you need to be thinking about? What do you need to be preparing for this offseason to make sure that you are ready to go when you step on campus next fall?
You have 10 full months to kind of get yourself prepped to not only have a really good high school season, to have a good summer season, but to prep yourself as best you can. So when you set foot on campus next fall, you're ready to rock and roll to go compete with other college baseball players. The offseason is critical. You know, you're going to want to make sure that you're still in the weight room, you're working out, you're developing yourself as a college athlete, because that's what's going to get you to shorten that or take out that learning curve as best you can when you set foot on campus. You know, we've talked about this ad nauseum on here, and it's the reason we talk about it as much as we do is because it's true, and a lot of people don't necessarily believe it because you don't know what you don't know, and it's until you live it, it's hard to understand. But you're going into a hyper competitive environment. You need to give yourself the best opportunity to be as competitive as you possibly can in that environment. And it starts, you know, once you commit, hey, we're going to continue, you know, I still got to hit the weight room. I got to get with my pitching coach, my hitting coach, or defense. And, you know, I have to be really good in order to continue to be competitive, to continue to develop, because the name of the game is development. You want to make sure that you're continually getting better over the course of the next 10 months, so that when you set foot on campus late August, September, and this fall starts, like, you're ready to rock and roll. There's not going to be a huge talent gap between you and the other guys, and you're going to be able to start earning yourself a little bit more burn and a little bit more trust with the coaching staff as much as you can in the fall, as early as you possibly can. You know, you go in there and you don't do anything because you just committed and you're just going to pack it in. Like, you're going to run the risk of being decommitted. You're going to run the risk of getting caught in the fall. You're going to run the risk of just not being a dude. You know, so there's a lot of different things that you can do. And it, you know, it starts with continuing on the path and your development, your weight room, your grades, all of those things, so that you can make sure that you put yourself in the best position possible in 10 months when you set foot on campus to be successful.
And just cash it in. I mean, it sounds cliche, like you were talking about, it's just getting started, but the physicality piece is massive. And this is the last true extended offseason you'll have before you get to college, and you need to take advantage of it, period. And putting on 10 extra pounds, adding a half step or a step to your 60, all of that stuff needs to happen now, because once you get done with your spring season, you're going to try to find some at-bats or some innings during the summer. It's a little bit harder for high school graduates to find that, and something that you should probably start thinking about. Is there a league I can get some at-bats in? But that summer window is condensed. There's not a lot there before you actually get to campus. And if you're a Division I guy, you're probably going to get brought to campus early to get acclimated. You'll probably take a class in the summer. But the next 5 months, 6 months are critical for you to build up that base of physicality, that base of strength, tighten up some stuff mechanically, and give yourself a chance to show up in the fall. Because no matter how prepared you think you are, how good you think you are, you're walking into a different world. And if you think that you can go through the motions and get in the gym a couple times a week and you're just going to go have a really good high school season, all that kind of stuff, you're sorely mistaken. The level of competition is going to be extremely high no matter what level you go to play. And if you don't take advantage of this window, you're really selling yourself short. Not to mention, why wouldn't you want to go out with a bang in your high school season and have the best high school season you've ever had? And the only way to do that is to get after it in the weight room, get after it in the gym, get after it with your hitting coach, your pitching coach, whatever it is. But there's a lot of guys who lose ground during this window, and you can't, because you're still competing. You're still competing against guys in your class. Like, when you get to campus, your competition isn't the other team anymore. It's the guys on your roster that you're competing for at bats, you're competing for innings pitched. And you're really doing yourself a disservice if you don't take this window this specifically this off season incredibly serious in terms of what you're doing and having that September 1 date in your mind of I need to show up on that campus and I need to make sure that I can have an impact and I can do some things that are going to put these coaches in a situation where I'm going to factor in the spring. Because we've talked about it. That fall season is the first chance you get evaluated. If you have a really shitty fall, you don't have much leash come springtime because you haven't shown those coaches that you're capable of performing at the college level. Now you're sitting back trying to prove to your coach and staff during a 3-week rent window of practice before the first game of the season where you're going to probably not get as many at bats. You're not going to get as many innings to throw. And now you're waiting for somebody to get hurt. You're waiting to capitalize on a situation because you didn't do your job in the fall to prove that you belong. And it happens to a lot of freshmen where they get there and the fall is overwhelming. And a lot of it is they're just not physically and mentally prepared to take on a college fall and what it requires, the weight room, the practices, the quality of the practice, the intensity of the practice. And then you factor in the campus stuff, school, social life. And it's a lot to swallow. The social life stuff and the class stuff you can prepare for to a certain extent, but the physicality piece, being prepared from a skill perspective, being in shape when you get there, that's all 100% in your control. And you want to be able to handle that the best you can because it'll make the other stuff easier.
Sure. No, I think that that's, you hit the nail on the head. You know, there's, you know, you go through the whole process of recruiting and you get to the end and it's very, you know, it's very, it could be very rushed and hurried. It could be slow, a slow burn. But ultimately you get to the end of it and it's not, you know, that's just the end of your recruitment process. Like now, a whole other chapter is going to start where you need to start understanding what you're getting yourself into from a college baseball standpoint. So like there's a price to be paid, right? And it's, you have to understand that recruitment process and you have to understand that after, when you commit and then ultimately when you end up at that school and are playing college baseball there, that there's a price to be paid and there's sacrifices that you're going to have to make along the way. If you want to be able to do, if you even want to have the opportunity to play college baseball, there's a lot of sacrifices you're going to have to make. And same thing is to be said after you commit, like you're going to have to make sacrifices in order to get yourself in position to be the best version of yourself when you set foot on campus your freshman year. And then it's going to have to continue when you are on campus year in, year out to make some sacrifices and do the things and pay the price to be able to stick and have a really good career. You know, it just keeps leveling up. And there's a lot of truth to it. You know, the World Series is currently going on and Andy and I started recording about 10 minutes ago and I flipped on ESPN and it was already 2-0. So, you know, life comes at you fast, but my point is that the higher the level you go, the harder it is, which means the more sacrifice and the more things you're going to have to do in order to be competitive at those higher levels. So put your head down, go to work, get all the things done that you need to get done so that you can show up on campus and be super competitive in that those first couple of weeks of the old fall ball season.
Here's a little inside baseball. This is what we're here to provide. And I think a lot of people probably don't even really know this is kind of the case, but the fall season for most coaches, it's not a ton of development work. They're not making wholesale swing adjustments during the fall season. They're not going to pamper you during the fall season. That fall season, don't get me wrong, coaches are going to coach. You're going to get coached, but it's going to be a lot of team stuff and it's going to be a lot of competition and they're going to try to put you in stressful baseball situations. So you're going to have to get acclimated on your own. Coaches aren't going to hold your hand about, hey, you're dropping your hands or your front side's leaking in your delivery. Like that stuff might happen a little bit, but the fall is for them to implement their systems, implement their culture, and get a really good understanding of what they have on the field. So there's a lot of scrimmage play. There's a lot of coach pitch. There's a lot of situational work. And they're really starting to build a library of information around who can hack it. Like which returners got better which freshmen don't look overwhelmed in the batter's box? Which freshmen look like they can handle themselves on the mound? Are there freshmen that know where they're going on the field? That's the bulk of the fall, right? And I don't want to make it sound like coaches don't coach the skills during the fall, because they do. There's a component of it. But it's a tight window to figure out what you got for the spring, and the coaches take advantage of that by making sure they play a lot. So you don't have time to go in there and wait for the coach to help you make a swing adjustment. Like, you kind of got to be ready to go when you get there, because you're not going to have time to do that kind of stuff. You're not going to make a swing adjustment in 10 days and all of a sudden, you know, you're getting good swings off on 86 mile an hour sliders. Like, it's not really how it works. You need to be ready to go. And that is 100% in your court if you're a high school player getting ready to go play in college. That whole preparation is on you. I encourage people to reach out to their coaching staffs to get throwing programs, to get hitting programs, to talk philosophy, get yourself caught up to speed. Those coaches should be giving you that information. You should be reaching out to get it if they're not actively giving it to you yet. What do they want you to do for the summer? How many pitches do you need to be able to throw when you get on campus? What's that ramp up period going to get like? You want all that information so that you're not going in there blind. Because to your point, it's a steep learning curve no matter what level you're stepping into. And you want to make sure that you have all the information that you can get and you are as prepared as possible when you step foot on campus in late August or early September.
I concur.
Anything else there, Coach?
Nope. Nailed it. Right.
Take it serious. Get after this offseason. Take ownership. Hashtag Jocko Willink. Tune in next week. We'll have another good topic to talk about, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.